What's up?
Yo, bro. What's up with you?
What's what's the matter with you? Look at Linda. What's the matter with you?
Listen, Linda. I had people asking, what's up? Where's the pod? Where you been? What's going on?
Last week I made a quick trip to Vegas, to visit some families and stuff real quick. I had to go visit my mom. You know, she's still healing, I guess you can say, Mary Xavier. So
Rehabbing,
yeah.
but not in the physical rehab sense, not in the like addiction rehab sense.
No. I mean, this might have been easier if she had an addiction to the cocaines, but she does not.
She can't afford addiction to the cocaines.
No. Well, she does live in Vegas though, so I mean,
I mean,
maybe.
same boat. That was always my problem. That's why I never tried it. Going, I can't afford that shit, so I'm not even gonna go there.
I remember using the words "that's rich white people shit." So,
Right.
yep. Which I think I mean I don't know. It's I mean because like if you remember like the first time I think I ever heard of the cocaines was fucking Lesson Zero, and that was a bunch of rich white people, right? So they
Okay.
already set the standard high. Like, all right, this is a white person thing.
That's funny. That's funny that that's what it brings you back to. I can't remember the first time I heard about the cocaines. I don't know, Miami Vice.
Yeah, but even Lesson Zero came out before Miami Vice, didn't it? Unless
Yeah,
you
but
didn't
I
see
didn't see Less
Lesson
Than
Zero.
Zero. Like, it's not like I saw it in the theater when it came out. I didn't see it until later, till either it was either on VHS or HBO or you know what I mean, something like that. Like, I'm pretty sure I didn't see it when it came. Like,
Oh,
you know what?
okay.
It's like, as you know, gung ho 80s brat packy as I am, it's not one of my go-tos. And but it is a Christmas movie.
Is it? I can't even tell you the last time I
Tis.
saw less than zero.
Tis. Tis a Christmas movie. And it came out in 87.
Oh yeah, no, I totally saw that in the theater then.
Yeah, no, I didn't. Let's see, when did Miami Vice come out?
That would have been Hawthorne Mall right there.
Ha Vice TV show 84. Okay, see? Miami Vice was first.
Was it?
Miami Vice came out in 84.
That's weird.
That's the earliest probably I can think of
This
a
is the
cocaine reference. Besides, okay, before that was probably the fucking
Oh, you know what? I'm
song,
full of shit.
the Eric Clapton song.
No, I'm full of shit.
Okay.
I apologize. I'm full of shit because I just remembered that my mom took us to see Scarface in the movie theater thinking it was a movie about Cuba. So my apologies. My apologies. True story.
Okay,
Less
there you
about
go.
the
That was
culture and
83.
more about the abuse of
Yeah, I have to say I did not see Scarface when it came out in 83. I
Oh,
can't remember.
I
Your mother took you to the theater to see it. You were
because
like
it was
11,
Mubby.
dog.
Yeah. Oh, I know how old I was, but she was convinced this movie was about Cuba, and it like starts off that way, and then all of a sudden it gets real like not okay. And then I'm like,
Someone was
what?
telling me that hotel in Miami where the guy gets chainsawed in the shower, like it's there, but it's like roped off. Like you can't go up there as close. You could like stand in front of it and take a picture of like this staircase or something like that, but
Oh,
they won't let you
interesting.
go up there. Yeah. Too many tourists, probably ruining shit. Probably try to break
Yeah.
it and take shit.
Yeah, or run around with a chainsaw.
Okay, when
Yeah,
did
nor
like
normally when that
Eric Clapton cocaine? That song.
see that would I wouldn't have been listening to no Eric Clapton at that point.
I vaguely recall hearing this song with my parents around. Oh, that came out in 76, dog. I was gonna say, I actually
Okay.
feel like it was like when they were together, which might have been.
Math. My sister was just born.
The cocaine's near. I know, I remember hearing the song, but probably didn't know what it was about. I think
Oh yeah.
Miami Vice was more like knew what it was about.
Like, oh yeah, because you're visually seeing people put shit in their nose and they're going like,
Plus, that's a difference. That was a different. That's a
wackadoo,
difference of being 3 and 10.
wackadoo. Yeah. I can see that. 3 and 10 can be a discrepancy in
Did
age,
you
if you
watch any of the
will.
Miami Vice remake, the movies or the TV shows or anything?
I the shows? So probably
Is there
not
a
the
show?
shows,
Didn't they
because
do a show?
oh no, because like you're saying that, and I'm like, what?
Think so too. I thought
I
they did
want to
it
say I
one
saw
day.
the movie like once, but it was like in the background and really didn't give a shoot.
That's funny.
So I it's hard to say. It's hard to commit to. Well, just hard to commit to.
I feel like they redid the show too. Like it's on right now. Like, no.
I know that they
Miami
did Hawaii
Vice.
5-0.
Oh, maybe that's the one I was thinking of. Because I was like, is it Miami Vice in Hawaii though?
Yeah, no, it's
Because Hawaii 5-0's got the guy that was on Lost in it, huh? The Asian guy.
It still trips
No
me out when I see those
caves.
people show up on other things. Like I just started like that the that show on Amazon Prime, Fallout, which is from the video game.
Okay.
And Benjamin Linus is on there, and I was like, oh, Benjamin
Oh,
Linus.
okay. You know, I haven't seen it was Jack. I haven't seen Jack since
I
then.
haven't seen Jack in a while. I saw John Locke on
I've
Resident
seen him on
Alien.
some shit.
Yeah.
The
John Locke tends.
blonde. The blonde that was with Sawyer. She pops up in a lot of fucking movies.
Oh, because she's the Wasp. You talk about it'd
The
be easier.
blonde chick. She pops up in a lot of fucking movies.
Hold on once. Oh, the not Penny's boat. Is that the blonde chick you're talking about?
Yes.
There's probably people that are listening to this be
She
like, Lost? Like, what the? Not Penny's
Lost is a
boat.
great series. If you haven't watched it, get there.
Yeah, you should probably watch
But she played with a president one time in one of the Purge movies.
Oh, yeah, I don't think I've ever seen a Purge movie. You're talking about
You know what?
Elizabeth
We
Mitchell?
like, yeah, we like the Purge movies, and we kind of watched. They made a series, and it's like, nope, too much because there's too many movies. I'm like, don't give me a series on top of it. But we kind of watch them at this point just to see, like, okay, what are you gonna do now? It's okay, like. So the first one was the concept had been going on, and it's from the point of view where it's people that are locked down in their house and somebody comes to their house trying to break in. And then people are like, fuck that, we want to see what's going on outside and the rest of the world during the purge. So then they gave you one of those. Then they gave you like the very first purge, like how shit went down. Then they gave you like there was one purge where this group was trying to make it be like last forever. It's like, oh, fuck that. So people were trying to escape to like Mexico. Yeah, and there, yeah, you couldn't get politicians and stuff, but there was one where like everybody was up for grabs. And so people were going after her because she was the running for president that wanted to get rid of the purge. So.
So just to kind of hit people to what the Purge actually does in those movies, like
So basically, it's like a, futuristic world. They have a bunch more, laws and rules than us, but basically, one day a year is the purge where all laws are off the table. Everything's legal. Drugs, murder, whatever. So
wow.
most people would just lock down their house. Like a lot of people spend a lot of, if you have the money, spend a lot of time and money like locking down their house and just staying safe. Then there's the people that, can't and have to fight for themselves. And there's those stories of people like it starts at like a certain time. There's people like, fuck, my car broke down. I didn't get home in time. Now I'm stuck out on the road. trying to get
Ugh.
home. Yeah, that was one story.
And why did the government sign off on the purge? Just because
It
to like
helped
thin the herd?
it helped reduce crime. Like nobody wanted to do crime this stuff the rest of the year. They were fine with it because you got one day to do whatever, like 24 hours to literally do whatever the fuck you wanted. So
All right, it's a Wednesday. I'm not gonna go steal this TV because it
It
ain't the
was something
purge.
they voted in. And so, okay, when you go back to the first one, how it started, oh, get this, the government basically duped them into what it was, and then like they like the very
Waka
first
waka.
one, it was only like certain people playing or like, but you got money if you volunteered to do it. Because I think they wore these contacts that like you could only see the other people play like they were doing it too. Not everybody was or something like that. But they kind of like I said they were taking advantage of poor people and shit like that to try and just get them to take each other out, but then it got like they people voted it in and then it just got worse and worse kind of thing. But like again, people like there was no crime the rest of the year because everybody just went. loose if you were that type of person that needed to get your crime on. They would just let loose on me 24 hours.
tagline of the movie? Get your crime on.
Well, like I said, the first one was interesting because it was from the point of view of this rich white family in their homes and somebody coming to their house and breaking in. And it was like, again, and it was actually a group of rich white kids. Because, see, okay, so it started out with, again,
White
way back,
people.
it started out with poor people and the government duping them to do it and take each other out. But then as it got bigger and bigger, then it, of course, you have like the people that can't escape it, the people that are taking advantage of it, the people like, fuck that, I'm gonna get back at my old boss, shit like that. And then like there's the rich white people who, A, there's the bratty kids who do all the drugs and just go out and like hunt people for fun. And then there's the rich white people that actually make it a sport. Like
Oh, Jesus.
they catch people off the streets and like will literally hunt them that night, you know?
Yeah.
Anyway.
Jeez. It's a to-do, it feels like. I think I would just like, I don't know, fucking lay low. I don't need
Yeah. Well,
I like
that's what the first, like
I
I said,
tell my
that's what the
child every
first
day,
one's
like
about.
I don't need the drama. I just wanna avoid the drama.
Then there's always a dilemma of, when you're in the situation of somebody knocks at the door. And people are like, did you answer it? Does somebody need help? And I'm like, fuck that. Like, again,
Nah,
learn
fam.
that from that Netflix film we watched, Julia Roberts. Not opening the fucking door.
Yeah, no thanks. Fucking hate people. She should have listened to her gut.
Even though he did on it. But
Yeah,
anyway.
well.
So yeah, there's the Purge, there's the Purge Anarchy, the Purge Election Year. Again, that was the one where, because you weren't allowed to go after, like, and during the Purge, you were not allowed to go after, like, elected officials and things like that.
Oh, good for you. Good
Well,
for you.
then there was one where that was off the table, and this one president, anyway, they were hunting people. Then it was the first Purge. Oh, yeah, then the last one was the Forever Purge. There was people that wanted it to last forever.
Only thing I know about the Purge is that I know that there was like some like thing that came up on the screen saying the Purge began and shit.
Oh, yeah, it's pretty cool. They
And then
long.
when, yeah, and then when TUR and P1, I put that on my something or other.
Yeah,
Because
when
I,
kids want to fuck with their parents, they put that on there.
No. I'm saying when TRUMP won, then I was
Oh.
warning people that the purge has begun.
People, again, there were YouTube videos of kids doing that. Oh my God, there's this movie that I wanted to add to the list. God, where was it now? It's on Prime, I think, and it's called The Binge.
The binge, okay.
And basically, it's a time where all drugs and alcohol are illegal except one 24-hour period where you can do whatever, as many alcohol and drugs as you want. It's a takeoff of The Purge,
Oh my
but it's like
God.
a high school kid version movie of called The Binge.
Oh my God. Yeah.
Set in a time where all drugs and alcohol are illegal, the only day anyone can participate is the fun. In on the fun is on binge day.
Binge day. And what day did binge day fall on, or did it change every time?
I don't know. I There's a trailer. It's the
Because I mean,
kid.
like, you kind of want to make binge day on like your wedding anniversary, you know, like on 420 and shit.
Oh no, it's like the same for everybody. It's not like you get to pick.
No, but I'm saying like that's when they should make that day since it's already like built into the calendar of a reference.
Vince Vaughn's in it.
Of course he is.
It's like these three teenagers, like a high school movie. And one kid was from, you've seen him before, a little white kid, freckles. He's from the Santa Clarita Diet. I saw him in that, and he's been in a bunch of stuff. And then there's the Indian kid with the really long hair that's been in a bunch of shit, and he's in it too. It looks
Yeah.
funny.
All right.
I'm adding it to the list.
To the
It's,
list.
wait, put it this way. It's 1 hour and 38 minutes.
Oh, it's a sweet spot. It's like an animated movie.
Yeah,
Holy
like, ooh,
fuck.
hour and a half? That's great. That's like a
Oh,
long TV
man.
episode.
Yeah,
That's like a Dateline.
we'll get to lengths of movies when we start this movie review, but holy fuck, man. Whew.
It say it was on? I think it was on Prime. Hulu. It's on the Hulu.
For now.
Right? Truth.
Once again, I'll get to that shortly.
You You mentioned you didn't know what was going on with Diddy.
Yeah, I don't, what did he
Well,
do?
why the feds raided his house? Well, first of all, the feds don't raid your house for nothing.
Really? I mean, it wasn't like a Tuesday and they were bored and they were like, ooh,
Let's
who's down the street?
raid.
Oh
Wait, wait,
shit,
wait.
son. Diddy's down the street. Let's get that dude.
Let's raid all of his houses at the same time in LA and Miami.
Ooh, like it's almost like playing tag, you know. Which house is he gonna be in? Surprise.
Surprise.
Yeah, still to this moment, and maybe that makes me naive, or maybe that makes me just staying the fuck away from news nowadays. I don't know what did he do.
Apparently, okay, well, first of all, did we talk about, was it last year, Cassie, who he dated for like 10 years, ended up suing him for sexual assault? She said basically she would prostitute, he would prostitute her out. He would make her have sex in front of him with other, he'd be the cook. She'd like with other guys and shit like that. She would hire prostitutes and shit, or
Jesus.
he would. So she sued him for that last year, right? And that came out in public and all the stuff, and he abused her and all this shit. And then the case got dropped because they settled out of court.
Oh, of course, the old Vince McMahon way to
100%.
fix problems.
So now Cassie's working with the feds.
Oh.
Because if he took her across state lines to have sex with other people, that's sex trafficking. If you took
Which is
anybody across state lines to have sex with other people, that's sex trafficking. Okay, apparently these Diddy parties are really famous in the industry. Like, you can go back and check the footage for the last 20 fucking years of people talking about these Diddy parties. Cat Williams has a bit about, like, there's the party and then there's the party that you don't see behind closed doors. Fucking Ashton Kutcher. Him and Diddy were friends back in the MTV days when Kutcher had pranked and Diddy had making a band. They were super tight, super friends,
pranked.
right?
Oh shit.
There was a time where Kutcher was on The Tonight Show with Fallon.
It sounds like you're saying Kutcher. Isn't it
Ashton
Kutcher?
Kutcher
I think it's Kutcher.
has asked, hey Google, how do you say Ashton Kutcher? Kutcher. Kutcher.
Kutcher, Ashton Kutcher.
Okay. Anyway, what's his name on the 70s show?
I don't remember.
Oh,
Kelso?
I thought that would be easy. Oh, Kelso, yeah, much easier. Okay, so Kelso was on The Tonight Show at one point, and Fallon was asked him, hey, so, you go to, you're Diddy, you're close, you go to his party, what goes on at his parties? And he was like, literally, he was like, oh, let's see, can't talk about that one. Can't talk about that one either. So now he's being subpoenaed in this case because he
Oh
said that.
no.
Yeah.
So he could have been he could have also been like joking and shit, and now like because he said that was his answer to shit, like that's all of a sudden like, oh, we're gonna call this fool in.
So these rumors of these Diddy parties, there's also rumors that he's been gay for years. Okay, 50 Cent has not liked Diddy for years. They've had beef, right? You can find, pull up any video of why 50 Cent don't like Diddy. And he's got this story about how he was first starting out in the business and stuff like that. And he met 50, or he met Diddy and
Fitty Diddy.
50 and Diddy. He met Diddy and he was like, hey, or maybe I think 50 was like, he was doing okay for himself. He was all right, whatever. He goes, hey, how you doing? Whatever. He goes, hey, let me take you shopping. And 50's like, what? And he's like, no, I don't need no grown man to take me shopping, And
Yeah.
apparently that's kind of what he does. Cause I ran into the video of some other up and coming artists talking about how 50 would reach out to, or Diddy would reach out to him and talk about, hey, let me hook you up. Come by the store. Let me get you some shit. Come to these parties, blah, 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 blah. Like, it was the grooming. You
Damn,
know,
I would have got suckered like a motherfucker.
right?
Like, oh shit, did he gonna take me shopping?
There's all
Okay,
kinds.
here's the list of places we're going.
There's
Oh,
all
you
kinds of
gotta watch me
rumors.
change? Okay, whatever. Whoops.
There's rumors about him abusing Bieber. There's rumors, and then,
What?
yeah, they'll again, videos circulating all over social media. They'll like watch these old videos, like when Bieber was young, like first starting out. Like Diddy will come up to him, like, hey man, why don't you call me? And da 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 and all, and like Diddy's all 50s, fucking Bieber is all like, you can tell, uncomfortable, doesn't want to be around him, and shit like
Oh.
that. He's Bieber's got a bunch of issues. Apparently, a bunch of shit happened to him that he ain't talked about yet. And then even Usher said he lived with Diddy for a while, and he was like 14 and coming up. And he said, like, you know, there was shit he had seen that he shouldn't have seen either. So he probably be subpoenaed in this case too.
So as much shit as people have been giving Michael Jackson for years, the cycle still continues. What the fuck, yo? Oh, God damn it, man. Why are you so bad, artists? Ugh. I mean, it's funny because I've never been like a huge fan of Diddy. Like,
Nah.
not, he's never been my shit, right? I'm fucking West Side,
Right.
right? So I'll listen to shit and be like, okay, whatever, all right, I heard your fucking every step you take fucking thing like a million fucking times, but he's never been my fucking jam and shit,
Right.
and so that makes sense now.
There's rumors going back to, oh my God, there's just all kinds of conspiracies about him. Rumors going back to Biggie. Talking about he had something to do with that because he's been making money. He's made the most money off him than anybody
He really
for
has.
the past, what, 30 fucking years?
At least.
And he's making all the money. They're like, he fucking drove Mace crazy and out of the business.
Oh, yeah, huh? I forgot about that, dude.
Exactly. Mace went and
Damn.
turned into a preacher and he won't talk now. I mean, he might, but he's like,
But he's like, nah.
There's another inside guy that worked for him that is also working with the feds that has a lawsuit against them that's like collaborating Cassie's story and stories.
Man, you can't. Oh, people are gross.
Right?
So, what did he do? Did he did a lot?
Yep. Again,
Ugh. So,
federal levels, feds raiding your house level shit.
well, but here's the thing. Like, there's a bunch of other fucking industry dudes who've gotten busted for shit like this, right? So there's fucking Weinstein and Epstein and Finkelstein and shit.
And Einhorn.
Especially Einhorn, that motherfucker. Like I'm surprised that a lot of these names from what we've heard in the past haven't overlapped. Like Weinstein and Diddy sound like they would have been two peas in a
Oh,
pod.
100%. And they probably did. But as soon as like these shit comes up, like these people all ghost them. Like, you think anybody of these people are reaching out to Diddy now and being his friend? All these people that come to his parties, his white parties and stuff he's been throwing for years. You think anybody's like coming out and supporting him right now?
No, I'm not
Ooh.
saying anybody's supporting him, but I'm saying, like, with all the investigations that they did with Weinstein, how come, like, Diddy's name never came up in those scenarios? You know what I'm saying?
I believe there's a big old watch list, and they probably
Okay.
did, but they can't do anything. They can't pounce until they have proof, a reason. Like, it's just like getting a warrant. You know, a judge has to sign off, like, oh, okay, you have enough cause to go into somebody's house. So the feds have to have, like, I'm sure 100 times more than that. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Like the last thing they need, I guess, is to like jump before they
I mean, the
got
more
any
time they
evidence.
spent investigating and watching and collecting evidence, that's just the more evidence they're going to have against him, you know? If we let him think he's
Yeah.
going to get away with it for the next 5 years and keep watching what he's doing and collect all the evidence of it all, you know what I mean?
Oh, but 5 years of these poor women and poor kids and shit, like having to put up with this shit so they can get their proof is just, it's fucked up. It's fucked
And
up.
that's the thing. It's like, you know, you hear some of these cases, like we're talking about that case with that woman who kind of went undercover because she was recording Jared, Subway Guy. And it's like, you know, God, we have all this proof. We have all it. And she was getting so frustrated because she kept turning tape over tape over tape over tape to the cops, you know, and she was getting frustrated going, why can't you get them? And they're like, you know, it's not enough. We need more. We need more. We need more than just him saying. We need him actually trying to do proof of him trying to do, you know, or whatever. It's like, and you can see where this girl's scared because this guy knows where she lives, knows where her kids live and shit like that. And, you know, so I get the frustration for sure. Like those families, those victims going, we told you our story, go get them. It's like, it's not that, sadly, it's not that easy.
Yeah, that sucks. That's some bullshit. I
That's
don't like
some
it.
bullshit.
Some straight up bullshit. Hey, guess who died?
Oh my God, OJ died.
OJ did.
Cancer. That cancer is a karma.
Yeah, I don't know if I'd say cancer's like karma because even
That's true.
like
It gets people that
it gets good
don't need
people.
it.
It
Yeah,
just, yeah,
that's
that's just
true.
a roll of a dice and shit. But this motherfucker, he deserved fucking cancer, chlamydia, fucking you
Him
name it.
and fucking Prince Charles getting cancers. Like,
Man.
That's a big karma bitch slap to me, though. Both of
Oh,
those.
man.
I don't know. I think it would have been karma for OJ if he would have died, I don't know, sooner, 20 years ago or something.
Yeah, I guess.
I mean, he was what, 76? What are you going
Yeah,
to
I mean,
make for the
that's still
next
not
20 years?
super old,
It's
but.
not, but I mean, like, it's not the best part of your life the next 20
Yeah,
years.
I mean, like, if you would have died in prison, that would have been like, ah, ha ha, motherfucker.
Oh,
Ha ha, you got it.
speaking of, real quick segue. Paul Flores, the guy that was convicted of killing Kristen Smart, the college girl who was missing, that whole story,
Yep.
he just got attacked again in prison this week for
Oh,
the second time.
nice.
Yeah, he got stabbed and jumped.
So,
Okay,
what are the
go
chances that guy ends up living a couple more years?
ahead. Yeah, who knows?
Slim and none.
Yeah. Anyway, yeah, OJ. So
OJ
again,
did.
with that going around, there's all kinds of stories going, and we've heard this theory before, is that it was really his son that did it, and that they're like, it was he just covering for his son the whole time?
Nah, that was totally OJ.
The story I read this week was his son had the knit caps, wore the knit caps that were found at the scene all the time, and they said the knit cap had like dog hair on it, and OJ didn't own a dog, and they said, well, his son owned a dog. And they're like, and that's why there were other fingerprints and DNA found at the scene, and they never tested this kid. And he had a violent problem, a violence problem.
Is this
They're
kid
like,
still alive?
yeah. And they're like, he would get violent with weapons. OJ would get mad, but he would never use weapons. He wouldn't use weapons when he previously would beat his wife. He just used his fists.
Yeah, I was gonna say, I'm like, he gets a little choky.
But his son, I guess, anyway.
Jesus.
There, and one of the stories I was reading, they're like, if you even see like the there's a picture of the family when the verdict was read of him not being guilty, and the rest of the family's excited, and his face is of shock because he was afraid he was going to be investigated next.
Interesting.
Interesting.
So how many years before we find out the truth on that shit?
I don't know, but here's something interesting I was reading that. So for the last 2 months, I guess people have been coming to OJ's friends have been actually coming to see him before they knew he was dying, basically. He was in
Okay.
hospice care. But everybody that came to see him had to sign an NDA.
Interesting.
Right? Because it's
So
like, I don't know what this old man's gonna babble on his deathbed, but we're gonna make you sign an NDA that you can't talk about shit and you can't take your phone.
yeah, that sounds like he might have been like confessing some shit.
Right?
Getting some shit off his chest.
Now, yeah, that's way interesting.
I mean, listen, man, I love my kid.
Oh, but we
But
talked
I.
about it. She knows what the word consequences means.
Yeah, man, like, I'm not trying to take the rap for you. Like, I'm gonna miss you. I'll send you
Would
fucking.
you put money on her books?
Would I put money on her books?
For
What?
commissary, so she'd get some noodles and
Oh,
shit.
I don't know. It depends on the chore she's doing in state pen. You know,
Gotcha.
like if
Where's the
she's like,
line? Yeah,
yeah,
give it to
you
me.
know, like ah, if I'm not giving, listen, like I feel like as a parent, you should be able to be like, okay, you fucked up real good. I don't have to pay for you anymore. You now the states. You the states. Sorry. I don't want my beautiful little child turning into some cuckoo fucking murderer, but like, I think I'm gonna wash my hands at that point. Be like, we good, we good.
We'll call it even.
Yeah, we're gonna call it even. I'm gonna go to France or Spain or some shit. I'm gonna take some holidays, get out of the States for a little bit and away from where your name's been around for a lot. Yeah. Maybe like that. You should not fuck around with the fucking Vietnamese fucking government, yo.
What'd they do?
Well, there was a tycoon who was sentenced to death for $44 million a fraud case, and that's kind of what the government in Vietnam was like. All right, well, we're gonna sentence this fool to death.
No white collar prison for you.
No. Now
The
they're
country's such
hoping,
a giant pussy.
right? Like, we won't kill this bitch. Like the government's hoping that like they'll use this tactic to get some of the money back because they don't feel like they're gonna recoup any of this shit. They're like, if we can recoup like 27 billion out of the 44 billion, like I think we'll be okay. But this bitch needs to give us some money back, or we're gonna kill
She spent it all on shoes.
her. Oh man, what was that lady's name? Imelda Marcos?
Yeah.
Was she the shoe lady?
Yeah. That's funny.
Don't fuck with Vietnam, man. Fucking shit.
So I have been listening to Beyoncé's new album,
Okay.
Cowboy Carter. It's her country album.
So is it like officially a country album?
So I was telling my husband today, I'm like, I think every song on there is country. Like, okay, your cover of Jolene, that'll be country. That's cool. She did her own
Oh,
version of it.
I do like that song.
Throw it on real quick. I'd love to hear your take on it, at least like the first verse or so.
You
If
know what
she
I
changed
love,
it up.
and I think I've even said this before, like my favorite version of Jolene is the one on
Miley?
YouTube. No, where they
Oh.
slow it down and it sounds like a dude singing. Have you ever heard that
Oh.
version?
Oh, yeah.
I was like, I know I've played that before.
She does a song with Miley on there that's pretty damn good. She covers
Beyonce.
Blackbird from the Beatles, which
Oh,
was
where'd it go?
with
Blackbird
some,
by the Beatles?
yeah, which cool thing is she's teaming up with some like female black country artists who are not very well known, or like, you know,
Okay.
black country artists ain't roll on top of the charts, you know? So she's like
Yeah.
duetting
Except for
with
Hootie and
Miley.
the Blowfish, right?
Yeah, I don't even know if he still is. But exactly. That's the only one I can think of. But apparently there's a lot more. They're just, you don't hear about them. And she's putting them on her album.
Okay.
Go play that Jolene.
Let's see.
Hold on.
Jolene,
Wait. Go to
Jolene.
her album because I think it's got the album's got an intro by Dolly. That sounds like a little bit of a remix.
All right, one moment, please. Let's try this one. No?
That's not.
Jolene. Huh, that's like the number three on her thing. Hold on.
Yeah, I was trying to think of like, hold on, if I go to her out, if you go to the album, though, I'm like, is it on there or is it like a track that's before? Oh, it's a track right before. It's a 20. So go to the album cut or the album listing. It's a 20.
Where it
It's a.
says Dolly P.
Yep.
Okay.
Hey, Miss Honeybee, it's Dolly P. You know that hussy with the good hair you sang about? Reminded me of someone I knew back when. Except she has flaming locks of auburn hair, bless her heart. Just a hair of a different color, but it hurts just the same.
All right, Dolly gives a shout out.
More than beauty and seductive stares to come between a family and a happy man. Jolene, I'm a woman too. The games you play are nothing new, so you don't want no heat with me, Jolene. We've been deep in love for 20 years. I raised that man, I raised his kids. I know my man better than he knows
Oh,
himself.
shit.
I can easily understand why you're attracted to my man, but you don't want this smoke, so shoot your shot with someone else. Jolene, 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 I'm warning you, woman, find you your
Oh,
own
fuck.
man. There's
Not
two other
fucking right.
tracks I want you to listen to.
Banshee bitch,
Beats from Louisiana.
Try me. It's Beyonce's version.
There's a thousand girls in every room that act as desperate as you do. You a bird, go on and sing your tune, Jolene. What? I had to have to talk with you, cause I hate to have to act a fool. Your piece depends on how you move, Jolene.
There's a bakery here in town. It has a writing on the wall that says, "Everybody welcome except Jolene."
Man.
Okay. What'd you think?
I liked it. I thought it was I thought you know, her like changing up the lyrics a little bit was cool. Yeah, I liked it. I mean, it's still there's still like a different version of this song that's still my favorite, but
right.
Yeah, no, I enjoyed it. I liked it.
Two more tracks I want you to check out real quick though on her album. Go to track 16. That's the one with Miley. You don't have to listen to the whole song.
Oh, I'm curious. I'm curious. Let's see.
Yeah, I know you like the Miley.
I mean, I have said I
like her voice.
I mean, yeah, she's got some raspy, cool shit, and like her last two albums were kind of dope. I don't give a fuck what anybody says. They can go fuck themselves. Right here. This one. That's real country.
Mm-hmm.
No jump in the gun, but we're both still young. One day we won't be. Didn't know what I want till I saw your face. Say goodbye to the old me. Came out of nowhere, didn't give no warning. Pedal so heavy like a two most wanted. And I don't know what you're doing tonight, but I'll be your shotgun rider till the day I die. Smoke out the window, flying down the 405.
Shout out.
I'll be a backseat baby, driving you crazy anytime you like. Whoa, I'll be your shotgun rider till the day I die. Making waves in the wind with my empty.
I think their voices are good together.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Been a while since I haven't tried to pull away. But it's time for something new. Came out of nowhere, didn't give no warning. Pedal so heavy like the two most wanted. And I don't know what you're doing tonight, but I'll be your shotgun rider till the day I die.
Yeah, I like that one because I like their voices. It's a little bit more country. And then go down to track 25.
That song's pretty dope.
Yeah, because I like their voices. It's nice.
Like, I think it's like, you know, people, you know us. Country ain't our shit, but like,
right,
I like
exactly.
That. I like that. All right, so what's the next one?
Go to track 25 called Tyrant. This is one of my favorite songs on the album.
Oh, with Dolly and shit. She's got a lot of fucking other people on these things.
Willie Nelson pops up.
Although it's funny because I see number 19 and I thought, Lisa Marshall? I'm like, what?
Oh, that's it says funny. Linda Martell. Close. Listen, Linda.
Linda Martell, but still, it looks like Lisa Marshall. Shout out. All right, you said Tyrant.
Yeah.
All right.
Cowboy Carter. Time to strike a match and light up this juke joint.
One by one, you hang them high. Your hands are steady in your sleeping night. How did you turn your heart to stone? I don't want them back, but I can't let go. Hangman, answer me now. You owe me a debt. You stole him from me. I hate it. Tell me how,
shit.
Is this country?
Don't pay me in gold. Mm-hmm. Giddy up, giddy up. Back outside, I'm on the road. Giddy up, giddy up. Hey. When the sun goes down, it's Naya, hey. You can hear her body howl. In the moonlight, hey. I feel her eyeing me like owl. Hide your man when a hangman coming down. Ooh, yeah. She's a tyrant. Every time I ride it, every time I ride it, make it look so good. Justify it. Boy, you know they're looking for me. How we gonna hide it? Riding like hydraulics. I am such a tyrant. Every time I ride it, every time I ride it. I don't like to sit up in the saddle. Boy, I got it. Just relax, I got this. I got that exotic. Hips are so hypnotic. I am such a tyrant. Send me some shots. Are you with me or not? Throw it back. Shoot up the bar. Remember none after that. Stop it. Oh, city after me. Now the scene of 5-9, thick and fine, what a tragedy. Hey, hey, riding you while we're trying to get away. Riding you while we're trying to catch a wave. That's so sexy and I know it. And I ain't afraid to show it. Baby, I'm goated, baby, I'm glowing. Hey, hey, on the run, run. Tap me on the shoulder when you reload the gun. Tyrant, every time I ride.
So yeah, I mean, I think.
Well, I'm still waiting. I'm still. This is like. Oh, let me turn this. I'm waiting for like Dolly to have a verse on here and shit. Like,
no, that was it.
Right. Damn it!
I know.
Like it was totally building to like a moment where she's gonna be like, you know, like just fucking like spit some rhymes and shit. You're like, what the fuck? That see, look, all right. I need a remix of that one with Dolly spitting some rhymes and shit.
Right.
That's. I mean, I'm not hating any of this.
Like, yeah, I like that. I'd love for you to listen to the album. Throw it on one day at work.
Yeah. No. I need to
as an album.
No, I need to listen to it in the car. That's where I get my good listenings on in my cars.
Okay. So one more rabbit hole I went down. So there's one girl on this album. Post Malone's on here too. She does a track.
Yeah. I saw his name on there.
There's a girl on here, and her name is Tanner Adele. Okay, so I had to go to her page. She's on that Blackbird track too. So go to her page. So I found her and click on her song. I gotta go on the same page, make sure I'm on the same place. Click on Buckle Bunny, her second most popular song. This is my fucking jam of the week. Okay, this is the whole. Yeah, go ahead. I'm just play it.
All right. You said Buckle Bunny, right?
Yeah.
In a mini skirt, about to steal your man in a torn up t-shirt. This ain't the Hamptons.
You can turn
we
up.
All got tramp stamps, acrylic covered and barbecue at the line dance. Cast up, throw me in a saddle, spin me like a spur, make my snake skin rattle. Sassed up, round them like cattle, looking like Beyonce with a lasso. I'm a buckle bunny, drive my own truck.
You bouncing. I see you bouncing. Is this where countries go?
I mean,
jelly roll shit. And then
I mean, this is. There's something white people mad, right? There has to be, right?
There has to be, right?
Because, like. Well, you know, they were like, listen, it's cool, but, like, we have our own little, like, set of music here that's just our little shit, right? And then, like, all of a sudden it's like, hold on, hold my fucking cognac and shit. I'm gonna do your shit, and I'm gonna do your shit better. There's some white fucking mad-ass people right now. They're mad. Oh, my God.
Yeah, I've been playing this song all fucking week.
I mean, listen, this is what fucking country deserves and shit. When like come on, man. You've been shitting on fucking hip hop for years, and let's be honest, like you, some of your shit's been stolen from fucking hip hop or like fucking black music for fucking years and shit. Like it was about time that someone like at the level of Beyonce was gonna be like, hold on one second, because right? Everybody keeps going this way, right? It's like you got Miley and you got fucking
Taylor crossed over, and
who are going that way, but like rare's the occasion that you see anybody going that well. I think Gwen Stefani did it, but I don't think anybody really paid attention to that shit. Right. But somebody like Queen Bee and shit, I'm like, okay, I got it. But so just to satisfy my own ear, because it's what I have to do every time I hear that song that you had me play, I have to play like the other version of it.
Oh, you're Jolene? You're going back to Jolene?
Yeah, man, because it's like when Cartman sings, you know, Come Sail Away and shit.
Understand. Go ahead. Go for it.
All right, hold on. Let me see if YouTube's going to behave or if they're going to give me commercials and shit. Oh. Such a hip-hop track there.
Right?
I mean, I fucking love that version so much.
We need a fucking Z Trip to go ham on that.
I mean, dog, like that song's been out for a while, like on YouTube and shit. Like, come on, man. Like, right? We're depending on you for this kind of shit. You can mix it in with fucking Dust in the Wind.
That Drumeo channel I was watching on YouTube, where they have the drummers who haven't heard the music before and they played a drum track for the first time.
Yeah, yeah.
This last week, it was a girl drummer who did Rage Against the Machine, Bulls on Parade.
Oh shit!
It's pretty good. She did a one take. She was like, "No, oh, that's it. One take. Let's do it." And some people said they were like, "Do take after take after." She was like, "If it's supposed to be your instinct," and then you know, this is the real thing. And I love that. They're like, "Oh,
that's dope."
Oh, all right, I'll break it down here. Okay.
Listen to you.
Mm-hmm. That was fun. That's always fun.
That's nice. Oh.
We got a box for Primus.
You got a box?
We got a box.
From Primus.
For Primus. We got a box seat of tickets to go see Primus.
Remember right. Like I was fucking confused. I'm I'm thinking like box set and shit. Like I was like, what? You're going to go see Primus.
I'm going to go see Primus.
Nice.
A lovely box seat. Yeah. I would say you should come up for the show, but it's on a Sunday night. It's on a school night.
School nights. When what's the date on that shit?
July 7th.
July. Oh no, yeah, that's I think I'm on call around that neck of the woods. Whereas on the 4th of July I'm on call. I'll have to check.
Apparently, Jerry wasn't
really started. I'll let my people get back to your people.
Should we talk about the movie?
Let's hit them with the music first, though. Yeah,
do to it.
Movies.
Oh yeah, we added one on. Yes, and said, yeah, why not? Why the fuck not? Uno, two, three. Because we knew what we want.
Did it get it?
Remix.
DJ Khaled!
Yo, it's the Goody Squad.
Wooka wooka. Goody Squad, back in your ear holes. Episode 192.
Ooh, what a lovely tea party.
Oh, I like that. I'm Chiba, he's next.
I am your lord, please worship me.
I didn't ask the weather. Is it raining down there? It was dumping all day yesterday.
It was dumping yesterday. It got a little.
This morning, but it stopped at the moment.
Oh, see, it got torrential for a moment there yesterday, which was
All
lovely
day
to listen to.
yesterday was from like until about in the morning when I woke up to about 4 before it stopped.
Ooh.
And then it started again at night.
Yep. Here it rained all motherfucking time, and then it's supposed to. I saw it come up on my little screeny screen here. Let me see. It's supposed to continue today, but I thought I could have saw a lightning on there too. So let's see.
Oh, we might be done. Might just the morning shower.
Oh no, we got 12, 1, and 2.
Betty's
I mean, it's
like,
not like
it's
a
so nice. I want to
massive
go inside. Like,
percentage, but
yesterday was
it's
cloudy all day. Like one of those days where I had to like open the windows because it was all dark in the house. Because there's no light. And I don't like turning my lights on in the daytime. That's weird.
Yeah, it's weird. Unless you're in Alaska.
Word.
So yeah, we got a we ended up reviewing two movies. One
So,
which I have a little bit of story to give you. So you know, because I was preempted last week because I had to go visit some family in Vegas and shit.
right. Well, let me
Like,
give a little backtrack. Tell we were supposed to be watching The Favorite,
okay, that's
with
where I
Emma
was.
Stone and Rachel Weisz and Olivia Colman, directed by Yorgos Lanthimos, because Emma Stone had just won the Oscar for being in his new movie. And I said, "Oh shit, that's the same director that did this other movie that I totally fucking love, and you need to watch it." And oh, look, they put it on Hulu because of the other Oscars. So look, you can watch it there right now. But that was like 3 weeks ago.
Yeah, and apparently it's like normally movies last and shit on Hulu, so I was like,
We're
okay,
longer than
great.
that. Yeah.
Yeah, right? And then so I was preempted last week, and then I was sitting down on was that Friday night to watch the movie, and it's not coming up on Hulu. I'm like,
It's funny because I
oh,
just watched it last week
oh
again because
no.
when we were like, when we were going to talk about it, I was like, yeah, it's my favorite movie. I'm going to watch it. I watched it while I decorated cookies.
Come on,
And
nah.
it's
Come
already
on,
gone. I was like,
nah.
oh, that sucks.
So my ass had to fucking pay like $4 to rent it and shit. Here's the inception part, ma'am, that I'm gonna tell you about this movie. Is I'm watching this movie and I'm like, this
Jamie?
seems really
Wait,
familiar.
do you have it on DVD? Do you have your
No,
wife's
no, 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 no,
copy?
no, no, no. Hold
Oh.
up, hold up, hold up, hold up. I'm like, a lot of these beats look for fucking familiar. And then I'm like, am I getting this movie confused with Saltburn? Because it's a little Saltburny. And then I'm like,
Yes.
no, because I remember fucking this part and like that the queen was with fucking what's her nuts and shit. And I'm like, I know what happened here. I
What
know what's
happened?
happening here. You're face to face with greatness and it's strange. It is because this was a movie that I believe my wife was watching in bed one weekend in bed. And sometimes when she's watching these movies I don't give a shit about, I'll be in the room, I'll take a nap, I'll be like hanging out and shit, and I'll play on my Switch and shit. And I think this movie was one of those movies, so that's why it sounded it seemed
Vaguely
familiar. I
familiar? Parts seem
would like to
familiar?
say familiar adjacent.
Okay, so parts of it seem familiar.
Yeah, so then I'm like watching, I'm like, wait a minute. And then that's when I was like, this is like, did I watch this and forget that I watched it? I'm like, no. And then that's I figured it was that was the case, that I the wife was
So
watching it.
what did you think about it once you paid attention to it? Because
I
it's
love
easily one of those movies that you go like, oh, ugh, I don't need to pay attention to this by just looking at it.
so yeah, it was a little salt burny for me, but you know, with everybody trying to come up on the come up. I enjoyed this one. I liked it. Can't believe I watched it twice, because I would have just been like, I watched it once, it's good, like cool, but I've watched it like one and adjacent, right? But I liked it, and I like Emma Stone, and like, you know,
I
if you're
think
gonna
I
show
saw,
me
oh,
Emma
besides
Stone
the,
titty, like I'll look at it.
I say, besides the musical, I'll probably watch anything Emma Stone's in.
Oh
I'm
yeah,
like,
me
but
too. Like,
I didn't do La La Land though.
yeah, it's funny. I don't think I ever finished that movie.
Yeah, I don't want to. So the
It to me,
story.
before you move on, it's when La La Land starts and they're like on the 4 or on
Oh.
the 110 maybe, and they're starting to dance. I'm like, I'm out. Like, ain't nobody fucking dancing on the 110 and shit. Go fuck yourself. Bullshit.
Like, at least if they would have done it in some other state, you would have been like, okay, fine, on somebody's Elvis freeway, maybe they are dancing.
Some place where they're not calling it Kansas. Yeah, like, we're going to go dance on Interstate 35. Like, great, do that shit, but stay off the 110. Right. Okay, go ahead.
Okay, so the favorite stars, again, Olivia Colman, Emma Stone, and Rachel Weisz. Olivia Colman actually won Academy Award for this movie, I believe.
Oh, okay.
And I loved her fucking role in this movie, and this was the first time I had actually really met Olivia Colman, basically.
Oh, okay. She has a very familiar face. I've seen her in other things.
Oh, yeah. Now she's been in a ton of shit, and she's
critically
acclaimed.
I heard she's got a familiar face.
She played the Queen of England in the second series. Like, the first series is when she was young. The second is when she was like middle aged, and then the third is now. Like,
what series?
The Crown on Netflix.
Oh, okay. All right.
So Olivia Colman played the Queen in the second.
Okay, so she's well versed at playing Queen. The Queen.
Olivia Colman plays Queen Anne back in the 1705. Yeah. She's supposed to be running the country, but she really could care less.
She's really like,
based on a true story, which is odd. I had to do some digging.
Oh, for reals?
Yeah. Damn. So she had this right-hand woman who was basically her friend from childhood who'd come up with her and stuff. And she was basically the one running the country because the queen would rather play with her rabbits. They were at war. And, she really didn't want to make decisions. And so it was her number one there that was basically like, okay, the queen, you're going to announce this, you're going to do this, and all the shit that she wanted, that her and her husband wanted. Then Emma Stone shows up one day. She is a cousin of Rachel Weisz's character, which is, Lady Sarah. Emma shows up, she's destitute, she has no place to live, so she showed up there hoping that her cousin would give her a job and let her work in the castle. So she's like, fine, you can work in the kitchen or whatever. So she starts off working in the kitchen and lower, and they don't like her, and they fucking play tricks on her and shit like that. And then she starts to see her cousin's relationship with the queen is more than it seems. And then there's other
more than meets the eye.
Yeah. There's other guys on the other side of the opposition of the war that also are trying to use Emma Stone and her relationship with her cousin. It's like, oh, you know what's going on. And, I need you to be your ears. That whole scene where he's trying to get her, he takes her for a walk and he's trying to get her a spy for him. And then he pushes her down the fucking ditch. Just cracks my ass up.
I'm like, no, I don't want to.
Like, what the fuck? Or even the whole beginning scene where she's traveling in the carriage. And that guy's just sitting there staring at her, jerking off. And then when she gets out of the carriage, she gets shoved in the mud and shit. And
it's like, what is happening here?
It seems to me a very Yorgos Lanthimos, whatever this guy's name is, type of movie, kind of.
Yeah, this guy's got some things going on for sure.
Yeah. So Emma Stone starts to see the relationship is more than it is. She starts to like weasel her way in there. She ends up taking her cousin's place, getting rid of her cousin because her cousin was being a giant bitch to her and stuff. I just thought the whole thing was pretty fucking funny.
Yeah, she fucking like took over. She's like, no, this is my fucking crew now. Ends up sleeping with the queen and shit.
She ends up being getting married and all the stuff that her cousin wouldn't let her do when she was there because when she her cousin drugged her and sent her off into the forest. Wow. And so the queen's like, yeah, sure, I'll reinstate you as a lady and you can get married, which her cousin never would have let her do. Anyway, I just thought it was great acting. It was just a dark comedy storyline. Very much reminded me of like a Dangerous Liaisons type,
Yeah.
Back in the day?
Yeah. I enjoyed it. Like I said, there was a little bit of a salt burny thing to me because it was all on the come up of like some like fucking people who got status and shit. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I liked it, but at the end I'm like, the queen's all like looking up and shit while she's got her head all fucking buried in her cha-cha and shit, and I'm like, okay, is this where we're at now?
My god, the line where where when Sarah's still there and she tells the queen, I want you to get rid of her. She's a bitch, you know, whatever. And she's like, no, I will not. She goes, I like it when she puts her tongue inside me. I'm like, oh my God.
Like, damn. Blah, blah, blah. Like, fucking put on the hip hop track.
Yeah, random lines and scenes like that just is what makes this movie to me.
Oh
Makes
my
like,
God.
oh my
Like,
God, yeah. How many times you go, oh
damn.
my God, yeah.
I was like, damn, Queen, damn. Why you gotta be so specific and shit? Damn.
I
She
love
don't
the
need to hear this.
bluntness. Yeah.
Yeah, man. Come on, man. She doesn't take care of you. Oh, man.
What do you rate this movie?
I give it a well, I'll give it like a 1.5. Maybe closer to 2, but
Wait, you gave it the same as Spaceman?
did I?
You gave
Fine,
Spaceman
here.
one and a half.
There. I gave it 2.
All right.
God,
I'll take
apple.
that. You get that's the same as you gave as Saltburn, since you said it was Saltburny.
Oh, there we go.
Yeah.
Perfect.
This is one of my favorite movies, so I'm giving it a pew, 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 pew. I'm giving it a 3.5. Not a
Wow.
perfect 4. It's not, it's no up. It's no. Oh, we gave Chris Rock Selective Outrage a 4.
Wow, I don't even remember that one.
You gave Top Gun Maverick a 4. It's no Top Gun Maverick for you. It was
No, talking about that. I mean,
it
that
beat
was
Top
that.
Gun Maverick for me. I
Oh.
only gave that a 3, not 3. No. Oh, here we go. It's no Bad Moms Christmas. We both gave that a 4.
I mean, come on.
That's still a great fucking movie.
Yeah, come on now.
So yesterday, since you were trying to figure out where to watch the movie, and I was kind of looking around. I was looking also, and then they're like, "Hey, we can't find that movie, but do you want to watch The Lobster?" Which is Yargo. Hold on, I gotta say his name right. Yargos Lanthimos. So The Lobster was basically his first full English language film, also described as a dark comedy. So this movie was on. What was it on Hulu?
HBO
It was on
Max.
Max. It was on Max. So we found. I found it on Max, and I was like, "All right, fuck it. What you got? The Lobster. It's about a world where if you're not in a relationship, if you're not coupled, if you're single, you go to this place. It was a hotel, and you have 45 days to find a partner, or else you're going to be turned into an animal of your choice the rest of your life."
Yeah.
So the movie starts out with Colin Farrell's wife is leaving him for another man. So you see him go check into this hotel. And they're like, with a dog, though. And we find out the dog's his brother. Apparently, he didn't make it at the hotel. So he turned into a dog. And oh my God. So Olivia Colman is the manager of this hotel. And I thought she did great in this fucking role, too. And she's
Yeah.
like, she asked him to pick an animal. And he said a lobster. He's like, why? He's like, well, they live for 100 years, they get to live in the ocean. Can't remember the other reason.
Something about reproductive, something or other.
Oh yeah. I would have gone because they mate for life. You can once you find a partner, you're with them for life. But she goes, okay, that's fine. That's a great animal. Most people just pick dogs. That's why there's so many dogs in the world and not so many endangered species. It's like,
Oh, you could have been an endangered species, like a dodo and shit.
like a manatee.
Ooh, that's fun to say. Manatee.
So he
Ooh, a
checks into this
narwhal.
hotel. They have a uniform. They have rules, really weird rules. And I love that how like at the at, when they go and eat, they're all at a table by themselves unless you find a partner, then you can go sit at the partner table. It's like, well, wouldn't you think if they give them a chance to mingle while they're having while they're eating, but they're all just sitting at this table by themselves, which I thought was
Yeah, there
funny.
wasn't a lot of I figured there would have been more mingling,
Yeah, more like,
considering you're on the clock.
social hours or something. Yeah, like for people for a
Yeah.
chance for people to meet each other. But everybody was just looking for somebody that had the same.
Like one same trait.
Yeah, okay, like there was this guy with a limp. He was looking for somebody with a limp, and they're like, I think so, saw this girl's like, oh no, it's just a sprained ankle. So he
They're
fakes a
like,
bloody nose to get with the cute chick who gets bloody noses. And it's like that was all weird. That was odd to me, but everybody was looking for somebody. Guess okay, here it says in the plot. Guests are fixated on finding a mate with whom they share superficial traits, such as minor ailments, which they believe to be the key to compatibility.
yeah.
So he's in it. Fucking John C. Reilly's in it. He plays guy with a lisp, who I guess got caught masturbating, so they had to stick his hand in a toaster.
Oh my God, I was like, oh, my hands would be so fucking, oh man. My hands would not be okay.
Oh my God. And then the woman who, what would they call her? The woman who was unloving, or what was it? Or, I can't remember, who was heartless. So they have these, okay, so you got 45 days at this hotel, right? But they offered you a chance to go hunting and go out into the woods and hunt the loners, people who escaped from this hotel and didn't want to be partnered up. And for every loner that you captured, you got to add an extra day to your stay. So
Yeah.
there was one woman there who was hunting, the one who was, they called her heartless. And they're like, okay, you got two more tonight. Then your total's at 154 days.
It's like, damn, like she is just like, but she did not look like she was like looking for shit. She was just like, I just need to fucking kill some time and shit. I don't know.
So David, who is Colin Farrell, tries to fake heartlessness and get with her. So they pair up until she killed his dog. I thought she was joking. I really thought she was fucking with him,
Yeah,
and then they showed it. But oh.
cuz they show a scene where she's joking originally, where she's choking and he's like looking at her like, if I help
Not
her,
helping her. Yeah.
yeah, if I
She was
help her she'll
faking
look,
heartlessness.
yeah, so like I can't help her, she's just gonna have to like choke, and then she pretends to like keel and she's like, okay, I think you and I are a good match, but then yeah, she
Oh my
kills her.
God. And then the part, okay, so the fucking hotel likes to show you this propaganda about being better and why it's better
Oh
to
my
be in a
God.
relationship. They're
Yeah.
like, if you're eating by yourself, you're gonna choke. But if you have a partner, so they can give you the Heimlich and save you. And they're like, or if you're a woman walking by yourself, you're just gonna get raped, but you better walk with a man. So they have
Right.
all this propaganda that was killing me. And then when we find out, like, oh, you found somebody to couple up with, so you get to go spend some time together. And they're like, I hope everything's worked out. And if you seem to get in some disagreements that you can't settle on, we'll give you a child.
I was like, oh God, why? That's. No, don't do
I
that.
was like, I thought that was fucking hilarious. So the guy
So
who took,
his friend with the
yeah, the guy
blood.
who faked the nosebleed to get with the nosebleed chick, the next time they run into them, they've got a kid who's like 10.
Yeah, like she's just like,
We're just gonna give
you
you
know.
this kid. I don't know where it came from, but I
Nope.
was cracking up. And then because he was still trying to prove to her that he was heartless, when he meets the kid, he kicks the kid in the shin. Oh my God. I mean, there were parts again like
Oh
that
my God.
where, and again, I'll be interested when I see Poor Things because I haven't watched that, where, the movie's just going and you're like, bah. It isn't like a ha-ha-ha moment, but it's like a bah.
The fuck?
Totally.
You just kicked
Totally.
me.
Oh, so anyway, they don't work out because she kills his brother and she catches him crying and she knew he wasn't heartless. So then she's gonna turn him in, but he pulls a fast one on her. And with the help of the maid, he drags her into the animal transformation room, and all we know is he turned her into an animal that nobody ever wants to be. Now I gotta know what animal that is.
Yeah, I figure that like at some point she'd show up and be like, ah, she's here. Like, ah, that's what she is. But
You
like
never
that's
saw the
it.
people that turned into animals except once.
The camel.
Who was the camel? I saw the camel, but I didn't know who it was.
Oh, I don't know who it was, but I just saw the camel like when they're in the woods and you kind of just see
Yeah.
the camel walking in the background. I'm like, oh, that used to be a person.
Okay, the girl who was had the pretty hair, and that's all she cared about was having her pretty hair. We
Yeah.
see her later, she turned into a mini pony because she still had the blonde
Yes,
hair. Yeah.
yes.
And her friends were saying goodbye with her nosebleed friends were saying goodbye. That's the only one I ever saw after they turned into an animal. You're like, oh, it's a blonde hair girl's turned a pony. That's funny.
Yeah, because she had like one day left, and they're like, how do you want to spend it?
Yeah.
And she wanted to
She's
watch, like, Stand By
alone.
Me or some
Oh,
shit.
yeah. Yeah.
If I remember correctly, they talk about how they do this process, right? It's not like they turn this person into an animal, right? They like take the brain out and put it in an animal or some
Yeah,
shit.
what the rumors were amongst the hotel guests. Yeah, they didn't know for sure that they literally got take their brain out and body parts and blah 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 and donate the extra blood to the hospitals. So at this point in the movie, so he escapes, he leaves, and decides at this point I'm just gonna join the loners out in the woods. So now there's this whole group of loners in the woods who agree to be alone, and they like have to. They're the ones the other people go hunt, but. If you agree to be a loner, then you can't have a relationship at all with anybody.
Yeah, just with yourself, I guess.
Yeah. So he joins them for a while, but then that's where he meets Rachel Weisz, who's narrating the story. I don't even know if she has a name.
I think she had
And
a name.
think she had a name. Yeah. No, short. No, she was just short-sighted woman, the narrator.
Oh, interesting. I thought in that when I was, because you know I always have the things on the captioning
Same,
on.
same. Because I noticed when the loner leader was talking, it always just said leader.
Yeah,
And the name,
and
yeah,
then it
like.
got really like fucking confusing because she was talking French to the one of
Oh
the mates,
yeah.
and then it's like the words were over the words. I'm like, God damn
Yes.
it.
So you find out that the maid at the hotel was a mole, and she was working for the loners outside. And the loners had this plan. It was actually a pretty good plan when they went back and kind of I thought they were going to do more, like I don't know, kidnap him or hurt him or something. But actually, they go to the manager's room with her husband, and he was pleading for his life, and they gave him a gun. They're like, "Okay, you want to live? Shoot your wife." And he actually pulled the fucking trigger, but there was no bullets. So I'm like, "Okay, we'll leave you with that. Bye."
Yeah, like now you got to deal with that shit. Bye.
Yeah, so then you learn it, like, so now then the second half of the movie is pretty much all about the loners and him living with them and how they disguise themselves as partners when they go into the city. And that's where it gets interesting because it's like, oh shit, like, I didn't realize where the whole partner thing came. Like, why do you have to be partnered? But when they're fucking in the city, you're alone. The cops will straight walk up to you going, where's your marriage certificate? Where you, like, you
Yeah.
have to be in a fucking partnership or else I don't know
Yeah.
what to do to you.
Well, they'll probably be fucking arrest you and take you to the hotel, I'm assuming.
I guess so. So anyway, yeah, that was interesting. So David falls in love with a short-sighted woman, the narrator, because she is also short-sighted.
Oh my God, it's
They
so
learn
weird.
they then they're not supposed to have a relationship because they're all loners. So they make up these all hand signals and have these whole conversations and all this shit. But then the leader finds out what's going on, and she told the short-sighted woman she's going to take her to the city to help to get her short-sightedness fixed, and she ends up blinding her because
What
she's
the f
mean.
fuck,
Like,
man?
right? So then David gets revenge on the leader, and then him and the narrow sighted woman, short sighted woman, or now she's blind woman, escape. And they're guessing, they're trying to figure out if they have anything else in common, which they can't find anything else. So I guess the only solution is David's just gonna have to make himself blind. Go ahead.
Does he though?
Ahead.
Does he though?
Yeah, so the last scene in the movie is they're in this coffee shop together trying to find things in common, and he can't, so he's like asks the waiter for a steak knife. He goes, all right, I'll be right back. So he goes in the bathroom and he's gonna try and stab himself in the eye. And he's sitting there with a knife, and I'm doing it. He's like, do I look? Do I
Oh,
not look? Do I look? Do I not look?
I picked up my phone at that point. I'm like, I'm fucking playing with my phone right now. When you make your decision, I'll come back to this, but like, I'm playing on my phone.
So David goes into the restroom and hesitantly prepares to blind himself with a steak knife. That's how the movie ends.
So do you think he it's kind of like that end of the Inception. It's like did was you know so did he do it or not? I don't know.
And do you think he was going to just do both eyes or just one eye?
So what I was thinking he was going to do was going to bullshit. I thought he was going to come back and be like,
So did
okay,
I.
I'm
So did
blind.
I. So did I.
Like you know, he'll put like a thing around his eyes so he like you know, but he could still kind of see, you know, like just so if she could like touches his face, she's like, okay, he's got wrappings on his eyes, right? This movie was so confusing to me, man. I was so confused for like
I couldn't
a
believe it ended there
sh
when it ended. I was like, oh
this movie was so confusing to me. I was so confused. And I was like, oh man, I can't wait to because I was like, all right, I'm gonna need to talk to you. I'm gonna talk this movie out with you during the thing because I'm so confused. Because it's like, you know, like, okay, we decided to be loners, but loners can't just decide like randomly, like, hey, you know what? Maybe I don't want to be a loner anymore.
Right?
Like, why you gotta get all serious and build, you know, fucking,
Yeah.
you know, do your fucking
Too much. Too
your
much,
grave and
loner
shit.
leader. Yeah. Or can't we just find a partnership naturally? Thanks. With no pressure. With no pressure. Anybody.
Yeah. Like, shouldn't you just be happy for them? Like, cool, like you guys are loners. I'm glad it worked out. Go back to the city, like you guys are good. Instead, it was like, you know, hey, remember when we
Maybe.
said we need to get you to do your grave? Let's go focus on that.
Maybe it was a big old whole anti-establishment thing, like they were like rebels.
Oh, it's a very strange movie, man.
It was.
It is very strange, and I was very confused for a good chunk of it, going, what is happening here? Like, But you so and for the longest time while Colin Farrell was in the hotel, I thought, oh, this dude just wants to be a lobster. I thought like he's like, I'm here
Let's
going
just,
to
yeah.
play the role, but at the end I want to be a lobster. So I thought that's where it was heading, and then it went like some other way, and yeah, it was very confusing to me. And very long. It was very long.
Was it long?
It was long. It was so long. It was a movie long. Oh,
118 minutes. It was almost 2 hours.
so long. Oh my God. Oh God damn it. Yeah.
It was interesting. Yeah, I don't think I'll watch it again, but it was interesting. It's, you know
No.
what? Put it up there. See, put it up there like Tusk.
Oh,
But
see, which I
see, I like Tusk. Tusk makes me
see.
laugh.
I don't even
I
want to
will
say.
watch that again.
I see. I don't even want to say this shit in front of you because, like, you're gonna make it happen.
Oh,
But
you haven't seen Tusk, huh?
no,
Oh
because
my
like
God,
it
it's so
just
fucking good. Yeah, it's on the list.
no. I just no. I don't. Oh, God damn
It's
it.
so good.
It bothers me.
Come on, Kevin Smith. It's Kevin
I know,
Smith.
but like,
Oh, you
you
know
know.
what? I saw fucking Black Swans on Max. I saw that when I was flipping around the other day looking for something to watch.
Oh, yeah, still haven't watched that one.
Oh, Tusk is already on our list, so I can take it off.
Ugh. Does it have to be? I don't want it
Yes.
to be. It stresses me out. But yeah, so what do you rate this one?
Oh. I'm gonna go because you gave me a story that I wasn't gonna guess. I didn't guess anything in this story. I'm gonna give it a bam, bam, bam. I'm giving it a 2.5 just because it was so fucking odd. And I would recommend it to people that like oddball movies, but I don't think I would watch it again. I don't think I need to watch it again.
Wow, that's some high praise.
I guess I
Some high.
liked it for its originality for sure. I and again, in the moments that make me go, ah!
Yeah.
Oh, what do you give it?
Bam.
That a half or a one?
It's just a one.
Okay.
I was very confused the whole time, and I'm like, okay, but why? Not? So, because I was totally fixated on the fact that this dude wanted to be a lobster. That's the name of the movie. He wants to be a lobster, and
Oh,
I'm like, okay,
yeah.
great. And then like he was like, he didn't want to be a lobster, and then he found Rachel Weisz, and like, yeah, one. You get one, and like it.
Since you haven't seen the Purge movies, I'm putting that on the list too.
Ugh. Fuck. Why is this getting more painful? Son of a bitch.
Of a biscuit. I gotta finish. I made more cookies yesterday. I gotta finish decorating them today. They're all 420 themed. I got
Cookies.
a set of cookie cutters off Etsy that are like a little bong and a little lighters and what else are they? Just a bunch of random shit. Pretty cute. Baggies and jars.
Nice. Yeah, I don't know. I might. It's rainy out here, but like, I'm wifeless and childless, so I'm like, oh, maybe the Lego store.
Oh. All right, what do you feel like watching next? And I'll try and pick something. A comedy, a documentary, a which one do you need?
What kind of documentary you got?
I don't know. See, that was oh my gosh, yesterday I ended up watching just because I was flipping around shit, ended up watching a documentary halfway through it on HBO on Rock Hudson, and they were talking about
Ooh.
Giant again a lot, and I was like, oh yeah, because he was in that, and then I
He was in what?
remember that movie Giant I was telling you about? It's like
Oh, yeah.
old one. It's him, Elizabeth Taylor, and James Dean. I call it's like the Texas version of Gone with the Wind.
Got it. Yeah, you have told me about that one.
Well, that's my big favorite off the list. Toot, toot. Documentary.
Or a comedy, I guess. Oh, isn't that
Comedies.
Jennifer Lawrence movie still on Netflix?
We didn't watch that. Which one?
No,
The
I
one
didn't.
with the I
The
watched
comedy
it.
one that she does.
With the dating the kid.
Yeah. It's definitely not on the list. I mean, it's definitely not anything we've seen. You've probably seen it, but I haven't seen
I
it.
watched it. Let's see. Or it, for comedies, what we do have on our list is that binge that I just added. You can't watch that, so we watched Purge.
Ugh.
There's that one on Prime. It's called, I think I told you about. Let's watch this one. It's called Bottoms. high school chicks. I think they call themselves bottoms because like they're bottom of the like they're not popular. Or they're not the geeks.
Okay,
bottom of the
not
totem
because
pole.
they take it in the butt.
No.
Got it. Prime. Okay. I don't know enough about it. Just wrote bottoms on Prime.
Hold on, I have to look and make sure somebody's not in it.
Somebody's not in it? It's weird.
Oh, here, warn you, it's a young adult comedy. Again, high school, big high school.
Okay.
High school
This is
comedy.
fine.
Okay. Yeah.
All right, cool.
Bottoms. Anyway, it
Bottoms.
Sounds like gay porn.
It does. That's why I was like, wait, what are we watching here? Is this PG-13?
I am super excited for the Happy Gilmore sequel in the works.
Happy Gilmore sequel.
Oh, they were talking about, so Chris McDonald, who played Shooter McGavin like a couple weeks ago, apparently he told some interview that he ran into Sandler, and Sandler goes, hey, McDonald, you're going to love this, and showed him a first draft of him working on a second Happy Gilmore movie. And then, so then people started reaching out to Sandler, Drew Barrymore, and everything, and he confirmed, yes, he's working on a second Happy Gilmore movie.
But is it all in the hips? Oh, man, he just died, for reals. Not,
exactly,
like, for fakes.
Right?
Oh, it's all in the hips. It's
oh, we watched Freaknik already this week, too.
I don't know what that is.
Oh, you know? Documentary on Hulu about this street party in Atlanta in the 90s called Freaknik that used to just go off, and then how it was like, it wasn't as good as I thought it was going to be. It was about how it just organically started. And because it was the 90s and like there was no social media. So like people would come from like all over the country for their spring break and party in Atlanta for this Freaknik festival. They would have bands playing shit like that. And then they tried to bring it back like in the 2000s as a real music festival. And then of course it's like Woodstock, it's not the same, and you know, money and corporate, it didn't do well. And they're talking about like the Jermaine Dupri's and stuff were really there back in the day, you know, and a lot of them were on there, but they were talking about how back then they're like, this is why you can't capture this shit again, like Freaknik or these old Woodstocks and stuff. They're because the difference between people then at those festivals and now is everybody there was in the moment. Nobody was on their fucking phones capturing everything, recording it, whatever, or getting it for pictures. We were there being in the moment.
Yeah.
And that's the one thing you're never
going to
do.
It wasn't a social media event. Like
exactly, like they all are now.
Yeah.
Oh, well, speaking of that, went out in the desert this weekend.
Yeah, I totally even forgot because normally I like to like, you know, like check in on it like on YouTube because they'll put up the shows and stuff. But like, I don't even know who's playing this year.
I was going to say, I think remembered late Friday night. Deftones played Friday night, which I missed, so I haven't seen that. I want to try and find that. Last night, there was nobody.
Or they'll play next weekend, too.
Oh, yeah, the next weekend. I forgot. Last night was fucking Sublime and No Doubt. Like, nope.
And
tonight, I want to see Doja Cat's set because I like her, so I have to check out, see what her live sets like. But that's about it. Yeah. Otherwise, there's not. I mean, Lana Del Rey, don't care. There's a bunch of people, don't care.
Yeah. I watched the Deftones, though.
Yeah, I've seen some pictures of Chino in interviews lately. It's like, ooh, a little old and puffy.
It's funny. He goes, like up and down with the puffiness in his face. Mm-hmm. It's interesting.
My bad. Maybe I shouldn't talk shit. Maybe he's got an issue.
Well, that's what I was thinking. I'm like, I wonder if he has an issue. Because, like, sometimes you'll see his body and he doesn't look, like, puffy in his body, but he looks puffy in his face. I'm like, I wonder if Homeboy's got a thing or something. I don't know. I still like that
but
band,
other
though.
Than that, there's like less than a handful of acts that I think I want to check out. Like maybe Doja and Deftones. That was about it.
Yeah, I don't give a shit about anybody else that you're saying there.
Yeah,
I'll have to look.
It's funny because last night it was one of those. Oh, let's see who's on right now. It's like Sublime. It's like no, there's why. They're still, we're still fucking playing that album.
Why is that? Stop.
Stop it.
Seriously.
Knock it off.
Like
I'm
not.
I don't want no Santeria.
No,
I don't want
any
no
of your
crystal ball.
No, I don't want any of your shit.
Son.
Motherfucker. Like you know, like at least some of bands that like I'm burnt out on. At least they'll put out new shit. Like these fools are still playing the same old shit.
Exactly.
And that's driving me crazy.
Oh my god! Last week at work for one of my stations, they're like, "Hold on, we got a last minute cancellation." We had to cancel the Lauryn Hill ad. She canceled the show. I just have to laugh out loud. She always cancels
She
shows,
did?
or she doesn't
Really?
show up on time.
Oh my
Or I'm like,
God.
and that bitch, no offense, has been touring off the same goddamn album for 30 years. One album. One album. Oh, speaking of, so you know Madonna's on tour right now, and you know she's notoriously late, right? So they made her, like, Live Nation made her sign a contract to be like, okay, you're going to be on time, you're going to pay these fees. Apparently she don't care because she's still being late. So now there's a class action group of fans who are suing her because she's being so late, right? Okay, I get it. Like, if you're going to a concert on a school night and that bitch don't come on till like midnight or whatever, you know?
Yep.
And fucking the defense is going, well, her fans can't really expect if it says 8:30 on the ticket that she'll be there at 8:30. That's what I expect. That's what I expect when I buy a ticket to the show. I look
if
at
it's printed on the ticket.
Yeah.
It's not, hey, show up at 8:30 and fucking hold tight until she shows up.
Right.
Like, or it doesn't say 8:30.
Then don't put a time on the ticket.
Or don't put 8 or put 8:30 adjacent.
Yeah. The doors open at 5, but who knows what the fuck
yeah,
time
there you go.
Show up.
Doors open at this time.
Yeah.
And leave it at that.
Yeah. I can't believe her defense is going, well, you can't be expected for her to show up at the time on the ticket.
Like,
yeah.
I mean, but I mean, let's give
her
listen.
Open band fine, but still, it's like,
listen. Look at Linda.
Listen,
look
Linda.
At, she hasn't been touring all that much in her career, so why would she be on time? Like, she rarely goes on tour, right? I'm being sarcastic as fuck right now. Like,
I don't
this
know.
Bitch,
when, I'm like, I don't know when the last time she was on tour.
Well, regardless, this bitch has been touring since like the 80s and shit. Like, get a fucking watch.
Like, she knows how it works.
Yeah, like, get a smart watch, get a fucking smartphone, and be like, set a timer, maybe. Like, oh, the show's at 8, I better get up at noon, because I might be late. You know what I'm saying? Like, come on, fucking
people
Madonna.
People don't expect fucking 20,000 people to wait for you. That's some bullshit.
I mean,
I hate when people are late anyway and expect one person to wait for you.
Well,
you
and let's be honest, I'm going to go see Madonna. I'm going to wait 3 hours for her to hit the fucking stage, and then I'm going to look at this person that's on stage and be like, is that Madonna? Because it don't look like her.
Word, yeah, I would not go see her now. Yeah, missed my heyday on that one.
Nah, me too. Like,
I don't need to see 60-year-old version Madonna. I don't need 60-year-old.
For inspiration.
60-year-old like a virgin.
Come on, I'm waiting. Okay, Crypt Keeper, be cool. Get into the groove, boy. You got to prove your inhaler to me.
Although Bob the Drag Queen is on tour with her. He hosts the voguing portion of the show.
Yeah, I don't think I have to pay hundreds of dollars to see Bob, when I'm sure Bob can probably play
I'd
something
rather see just
cheaper.
A Bob show.
Yep. What about Bob?
We make that movie. Okay, so I don't know, somebody recently said to me, like, heard that, you know, they need to stop remaking the movies we love and remake them ones that were shit that we didn't like, right?
Like what?
Well, see, so my husband's like, hey, should we watch the new Dune movie? And I'm like,
okay.
No, I didn't like the first one. But now, since I'm like, okay, since I didn't like the first one, I'll watch this one to give it a shot.
Okay.
So maybe I should watch the new Tron movie too.
Yeah.
But again, if you remake something I love, like Roadhouse, I'm not going to watch it.
Yeah. At least like Tron, and I think I've said this before, at least Tron like was a movie in the 80s about technology, and it looked like 80s technology. Like, you make that shit now, it's gonna look fucking real dope, right?
Right.
Because now I know Jared Leto's making another Tron movie and shit, and I'm like, cool, it's gonna look dope as fuck.
So that's my new thing. I won't rewatch remakes of movies I loved, but I will watch remakes of movies I did not love.
Okay. So is there any exceptions in those rules?
Yeah, like if you're doing a remake of a movie I love with like maybe a whole bunch of people that I love and directed by somebody that I love, okay, maybe I'll give you a chance, but probably not. I mean, that would be
so for instance, like the ones I like that one I watched just recently with the
Mean Girls?
Yeah.
No.
No.
Nope.
Even though it's
There's
got
not enough people. See, no. Who I mean, the original cast, there's a very small handful, but it's like
it's
there's
like
nobody
Tina
else
Fey,
in it that's worth watching.
What's his name?
Other Tim
dude.
Meadows.
Lindsay Lohan for a hot
second.
Yeah,
exactly. It's like there's not enough of them, and I don't know any of the new cast at all. So it's like, yeah,
it's Yeah. Well, I'll tell you what. One of the girl who plays the friend,
Oh yeah, you said she
like,
was funny.
well, and she's Moana. She's the
Oh.
voice. She's the voice of Moana.
Oh, I didn't know that. I'm like,
Yeah.
live action? Then do a live? Aren't they doing a live action
They are
one?
doing a live action, and she was supposed to be Moana, but I think they got somebody a little younger to play Moana. I don't know, but she's doing the voice of Moana in Moana 2. So because they got like two Moana movies going, it's like the live action and then the sequel.
So much, so much.
Hercules.
Thank you, Trek. Okay.
All right.
Bottoms. We out.
Bottoms. Yep. Bye.
Bye.
Bye, fuckers.